Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, there's so much news to get to. DEA secretly tracked all Americans' phone calls for over a decade, document reveals. Then would create fake research out of that. There's just new articles out on it today, so they could then create a fake court case, just total fraud. We're going to be breaking down why the middle class is disappearing and who really runs the so-called one-tenth of 1%. I was just going through this stack of news. My old buddy, I'm in two of his movies, he lives right here in Austin, Rick Linkletter, bolstered for Oscars at London Critics Awards, winning that and set, they think, to probably win Oscars. So he deserves one. He's really a great guy. Boyhood is a powerful film, but pretty long. I don't think it's his best film, but he certainly deserves an Oscar. It's just a little side issue. Clint Eastwood, Fistful of Dollars, Sniper the first weekend. American Sniper makes $105 million, and there's now a big controversy. American Sniper complaints grow in Hollywood should Clint Eastwood be celebrating a killer. You know, that's not my issue, humanizing a sniper in a war. And I know people want to believe in Chris Kyle. I've debated Chris Kyle repeatedly. In fact, we ought to grab that Opie and Anthony, and it was one other show. I mean, I was nice to him, but I told him, Jesse Ventura is going to sue you, and you've already changed your story. This is before Jesse sued him. I said, you need to back off right now and admit it was a lie. He said, I'm not going to do that. In fact, I need to do a special report for the Nightly News tonight. In fact, dude, just have it set up at the end of the show. I'm going to shoot this. So I'm going to do this properly. I'm going to tie it into Private Lynch and members of her team getting killed when they went public. Pat Tillman and the mainstream articles about it being a homicide when the Army coroner broke ranks. And I want to get some other examples of other military people who were used as PR fronts who didn't play ball, so they killed them. And I believe Chris Kyle was murdered. I know people that know Chris Kyle. In fact, I have had some friends, I'll just leave it at that, that I've known a very long time that are friends with Chris Kyle, and one of them is polite but will not associate with me anymore, basically because I sided with Ventura. So I'm right here in Texas, folks. I've been involved in this up to my eyeballs. So this is what I want for the Nightly News. Get the clips off of Opie and Anthony when I was on there talking Chris Kyle. It's on YouTube. Alex Jones, you know, talks Chris Kyle. I think it's the name of it. Get a clip of that so viewers know I'm not just saying this. And then I want to show what looks like Kraft at the Boston bombing. I'm not saying Kraft was involved, but it's the Kraft uniform, the Kraft Punisher hats with the blood, and the cops are there taking their directions. People say, that could be anybody in Punisher outfits, directing the police, running around with black backpacks. It's time I do a report on Chris Kyle. I mean, who else can? I've been deeply involved in this from the beginning, and I'm going to go see it. It's been sold out. I was going to go Saturday night, and no theater in town had it. So I got tickets for Wednesday night. So I'll have a review for you, but I've already read the book, so I know what the film is, and I've read the cheat sheet on it. And it is a load of bull. Kyle even admitted in interviews that a lot of it was basically hype in the book. There were snipers in Vietnam that killed 300, 400 people. They just couldn't confirm them all. There were snipers in Korea that may have killed up to 500 people. But they can't confirm it because it was human wave attacks. So he's just not America's most deadly sniper. And a lot of what's in the book is a fairy tale. Jesse Ventura doesn't drink. Jesse Ventura doesn't go bad-mouthing Navy SEALs at the events. And he had it was all bull. He lost the court case. So that's justice. And it was designed to destroy Jesse Ventura.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Argentinian prosecutor who accused the president, Cristina Kirchner, over 1994 bombings has been found dead. Alberto Nisman, who on Monday was due in parliament to present his case against the president, found dead days after warning, "I could end up dead because of this." That's the London Telegraph. We also have it posted to InfoWars.com. AFP is also carrying the report. And they're already in that country's newspapers calling it a conspiracy theory. If you question his death, he's about to present to Parliament bombshell evidence. He says, "I could be found dead. I'm being threatened." He's found dead, and you're not supposed to question that. See, that's the label conspiracy theorist. It's just meant to not ask questions and to shut down any serious form of debate. The prosecutor found dead just hours before giving what was expected to the damning testimony against the president appears to have committed suicide, the nation's top security official said Monday. Oh, the nation's top. Who do you think carried out the hit? The people doing the investigation? Think so? Who do you think kills people for the president? I'd give it a 99% chance. Oh, I bet there's going to be a handwritten note there. Yeah, let me tell you how that works. Fill this out, or we're going to blow your kid's head off when they get out of school today. That's how they do it. And then you fill out your suicide note, and they go, okay, you made the right decision. Boom! Maybe you flinch when they pull the trigger, so they shoot you a couple more times. Maybe you fight them. There's been cases of that, and they shoot you as you run down the street. And, of course, there was gun control restrictions there, so even as a prosecutor, he had trouble having a gun. But, of course, the security services, they always have a gun, whether it's Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or Mao's China, because they know that political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. On the nightly news tonight, I will give you my breakdown of the American Sniper film. I've read the cheat sheet of it. I'm seeing it Wednesday, but I've already read online the complete, basically, transcript of the film. It's the book that Ventura sued over and won in court. It is a fiction. I know it feels good to go watch a great Clint Eastwood movie. I love Clint Eastwood. He's a great director. It is a load of baloney. He was not crying about shooting people. He was not torn up about it. My problem with Clint Eastwood's film is that it's just not Chris Kyle. Make a movie. That sounds avant-garde where he goes, they're all dirty savages. I want to kill more of these animals. I mean, those are quotes. Two newspapers. He became a security risk because the story was unraveling. So how do you prop a story up that's unraveling? You kill the living hero to make him more sanctified as a martyr. Just like Pat Tillman. The great NFL star killed battling Al-Qaeda on a hill. Turned out he was murdered in cold blood begging for his life. Army's own report. Same story. Different man. And Pat Tillman was a hero. He gave up multi-million dollar a year contract, went over there to fight with his brother, found out it was all bull. We were growing the drugs, running all sorts of stuff, working with Al-Qaeda, started writing letters home to his family. I've talked to his brother, and it's come out in the news. And they murdered him good. That'll make a movie about Pat Tillman and about how they murdered him. That's a movie that deserves a Pulitzer Prize for the article written on it. And then a major Oscar. That's what Clint Eastwood should be making. Oh, but Clint Eastwood's been doing government propaganda since the 40s. Clint Eastwood gasses up his own car. Super hardcore conservative, loves Ronald Reagan, listens to KSCO that we're on in the area there in California, Santa Cruz. Old Clint Eastwood, who calls in on Michael Savage's show there in San Francisco. So for a fact, tunes into this show. I don't even know what to say about that. I guess he just believes America is just so good and so wonderful that even if it isn't true about Chris Kyle, give everybody this great image. I don't know. Why didn't you just make a fiction film then? See, I said I would do this tonight because I want to go over all the evidence of them killing Jessica Lynch's team members because she hid in fear and didn't shoot the Iraqis and all that. Remember Private Lynch, all that bull? And Pat Tillman, all that bull, they kill people to keep these stories going. And they no doubt killed Chris Kyle in that made-up PTSD story. Now, that said, let me get into this report. Middle class decline looms over final years of Obama presidency. Reuters. Barack Obama enters his final 2 years of the presidency with a blemish on the legacy that looks impossible to erase. the decline of the middle class, he has promised to rescue. If he promises something, you know it's the opposite. He zigs, you zag. The revival of middle-class jobs has been one of Obama's mantras since he took office in 2009, fighting the worst economic crisis in generations. It was a major theme of the last State of the Union address and is expected to feature in one of his scheduled for tomorrow. Administration officials said on Saturday the president would propose higher capital gains taxes, new fees on large financial firms, and other measures to raise $320 billion for programs and tax breaks aimed at the middle class. Yeah, a tax break, raising taxes on somebody making $125,000 a year. Folks making $125,000 a year are the ones that buy cars, go to the spa, go on vacations, give money to the PTA. I mean, that is exactly what you want, is a nation of people making that money who then get services. But you raise taxes on them. And you create an economy where they couldn't make money. And then it just goes on to say, but for the middle class, the scars of the recession still run deep. See, Reuters is acting like, oh, Obama tried to fix it, but he couldn't. But he's going to promise you one more time. The number one enemy of the top 10% of the 1%, the crony capitalists, the insiders, the Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgans, they lobby to raise taxes on the middle class because they end up getting that banker bailout money. They want to shut down their competition. They want a consolidated, controlled, command-and-control economy. And the Japan Times has a report on this today. Richest 1% will hold half of global wealth in 2016. It's much worse than that. And again, it's not bad that they have wealth. It's that they got it by controlled markets, by rigging things, by getting government bailouts, by bid rigging, by no-bid contracts. And when you look at who Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Berkshire Hathaway and all these groups, who they donate to, it's across the board, take your guns, pass Obamacare to rip you off. And that's in this report, that it's the insurance companies that grew the biggest for the billionaires off of U.S. taxpayers. I mean, you understand it's basically doubling and tripling health care, already one-seventh the economy. When they're done, they're going to have, it's going to be like one-fourth. They're just taking everything over. And then you're going to get worse health care. But the average liberal thinks Martin Luther King was the first man to walk on the moon. They don't know what planet they're on. You just say, do this or you're racist. And they say, okay, I'll do what you say. That's all they know. That's all they can do. They're helpless. They'll vote however they're told. They'll vote to slit their own throats if they're told it's trendy. And so the elite are getting rid of any competition right now. They're sewing it up. We're going to be third world all the way. And the third world population, black, white, Hispanic, I don't care what color they are, they've all got that dummered in a box of rocks look in their eyes, that stupid smile, that self-satisfiedness that fools always have. And their ignorance, they believe, is the ultimate ace in the hole that trumps everything on earth. Ignorance is bliss, they say. Yeah, until you run into a ditch. I'm going to skip this network break because I got to get this special report as well. Richest 1% will hold half of global wealth in the next year. Wealth accumulated by the richest 1% will exceed that of the other 99%. The Oxfam charity said on Monday, ahead of an annual meeting of the world's most powerful in Davos, Switzerland. And the very rich, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, George Soros, they're the ones calling for, quote, higher taxes on the rich. But every time the real proposal gets there, it's not tax any of their groups offshore that pay zero, basically. It's tax people making $100,000 a year. It's raise payroll taxes on people making $20,000 a year. That was in Obamacare. But the poor have a lottery mentality on average where they're always looking to get rich. Somebody ran into me, I'm going to get a settlement, even though you're not really hurt. Or I'm going to win a lottery ticket. And they just love hearing a president, I'm going to give you a free house, a free car, and free health care. And when you don't get it, you're like, well, just give me another socialist, they'll promise me. Wealth accumulated. The scale of global inequity is quite simply staggering, and they'll use that to bring in even more socialism, see? which they're exempt from. And despite the issues shooting up the global agenda, the gap between the richest and the rest is widening fast. Oxfam Executive Director Winnie Benyami said, if I'm butchering that correctly. And then you continue here. The richest 1% share of global wealth increased from 44% in 2009 to 48% in 2014. The British charity said in a report, adding that it will be more than 50% by 2016. And then so on. They use Credit Suisse Global Wealth Report and the Forbes Billionaires List. One-fifth of global billionaires have interest in the financial and insurance sectors and saw their cash climb 11% in 1 year. Yeah, just off the Obamacare screw job. The Oxfam brief says pharmaceutical and healthcare billionaires saw a 47% bump in collective worth in 1 year. Again, worldwide Obamacare-type strategies. It wasn't just done here. They have to double, triple prices, tell you it's cheaper, and the average person believes it because they're dumb. You know, they know who all the football players are and how to stick their chest out walking around a grocery store and grunt at other men. They probably wouldn't know what to do if somebody jumped on top of them and started slamming their head in the ground, though. See, it's all fake. It's all hat, no cattle. It's all empty. There's no bona fides. They don't want to hear about how they got screwed over. And neither does the middle class or the average doctor or lawyer. Because you know what? They don't want to hear it because it makes them feel like they're not number one. They like to go pay $1,000 and be at a congressman's dinner and feel like they're part of the elite and shakes the governor's hand. See, the middle class doesn't want to really be a middle class and doesn't want their kids to be at the top of the class because they just want to be in fantasy land and believe they're in control. Bless your soul. You think you're in control. To quote Gnarls Barkley. I mean, why do you think the insurance company spent over $2 billion on record that we know of passing Obamacare? Why don't you think the Republicans will repeal it? John Boehner alone is set to make more than $5 million in just the next few years on his Obamacare investments in insurance companies. Pretty cheap, huh? They're making hundreds of billions. Old Boehner makes a couple million extra. And remember when Congress got caught 6-7 years ago, insider trading, CBS News headline, Congress legalizes insider trading. How about child molestation? See, this thing's all hidden in plain view, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the article's very informative because it's stuff we already told you, but here it is in the Japan Times. And they got it off of screwing you over with your health care that was already screwed up because they've been looting it for 30 years. We had the best, cheapest health care in the world by every metric 50-something years ago. Now we have some of the worst. And don't worry, it's going to get worse, and their new solutions will be even bigger screw jobs and the lottery ticket mentality of wanting to believe the rhetoric one more time and feel good and pick a candidate from the establishment and feel like you're winning. You're going to go buy that stupid ticket and you're going to do it over and over again. Oxfam is concerned that lobbying power of these sectors is a major barrier in way of reforming the global tax system. The release says the group proposes a crackdown on corporate individual tax dodging. Is that why all over Europe and the U.S. and Australia, they've gotten rid of all the major billionaire white-collar fraud investigators? I mean, they've gotten rid of all of them and only go after now blue-collar. In fact, you can search the headline, IRS changes focus to blue-collar workers. The IRS will spend $50,000 or more trying to get $1,000 out of some shoe repair shop in one article I saw out of Illinois. We think you didn't pay $1,000. We think you kept cash. We're going to have a huge trial and investigation to throw you in jail and take your shoe store. You're not going to have lemonade stands or coffee stands. You're not going to have unlicensed food trucks. You're not going to have events where you can sell pumpkins on the side of the road or firewood. No, you don't do anything in the Supermax prison. We're going to take your bank accounts with no judge, no jury, no trial because you made small deposits. If you're a radio listener, I just put the New York Times on screen saying that. I'm not making this up. Oh, and you think it's going to get worse. You understand that? Oxfam is concerned that the lobbying power of these sectors is a major barrier in the way of reforming the global tax system, the release says. The group proposes a crackdown on the corporate individual tax dodging, more investment in free public services, and a shift in taxes towards capital and wealth to help fix the problem. They mean individual capital, not part of the globalist organizations that have already been given diplomatic immunity by the UN. Oxfam called on states to tackle tax evasion, just like the French have done, up to 100%, then the socialists are exempt. Improve public services, tax capital rather than labor. Well, that's the Communist Manifesto says tax labor, but see, you're not supposed to do that. And introduce living minimum wages. Now, that'll just cut people out of the workforce. Among these other measures is a bid to ensure a more equitable distribution of wealth. Oh, and the elites are all calling for that. Don't worry. They're going to fix the problem they've engineered. And the 45th World Economic Forum is coming up, and they want carbon taxes to help the poor as well, even though when you read the past proposals, it's carbon taxes on the poorest to shut you down. Just like Obamacare increased your prices. And now all Obamacare has done is poor people think that they can now get free health care when they could always get charity care and they could always get in there and get it. But now it's going to federal care through the insurance companies and the prices are just higher. And so the hospitals are either making record profits if they're insiders or they're going bankrupt, which is another consolidation. And when they're done, you'll pay five times what you did, and then they're going to go right to eugenics care. So that's how the insider scam works, and the profits for the insurance companies and banks are up 40-plus percent just since Obamacare went in a year ago, Japan Times, from the Davos Group, from the major reports. There you go. That's how it works. And the middle class is all but disappearing. Let's now go to a report from this weekend up in Dallas, DFW area, where Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson went out to the Respect Prophet Muhammad event to cover exactly what happened. Here is that report.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, we are standing outside of the Curtis Colwell Convention Center in Garland, Texas, just above Dallas, Texas. Now, today there's going to be a rally at 5 p.m., the Stand with the Prophet rally. There's going to be a lot of controversial Islamic speakers, an imam from New York City that is coming here. We first read in the Washington Free Beacon article a few days ago that this was going to happen. And I kind of had an idea that there would probably be some people in a small town like this in Texas that are going to show up and protest this. And as you can see back here, there are hundreds of people lined up and down the road waving their American flags, Jewish flags. A lot of people have the Jesus Charlie signs up from the attacks that happened in France at Charlie Hebdo. What's your name?
I'm just Sabor Ronco.
Nice to meet you. So why are you out here today, sir?
Well, it's a nice day, number one. And number two, you know, it's everybody's right to practice their religion and live their lives and kind of get along. And so...
Well, so I heard that one of the main reasons of the rally was to kind of squash a lot of the Islamophobia that they say is created by the mainstream media. Do you believe the mainstream media hypes up this Islamophobia?
I feel they're benefiting from that industry, yeah.
And how so?
Well, it keeps people making money.
What do you think about the Charlie Hebdo attacks?
I think it was a tragedy.
So in any kind of way, do you condone anything like that whatsoever? Because a lot of people think...
No. I don't condone any killing.
And you support freedom of speech, right?
Yes.
And so you have no problem with the other side as well coming out here to speak their minds and all that? As long as no one forces their religion on you and you don't do it to them, everyone's fine and dandy, right?
Exactly. I like the idea of the bikers going around, you know, making their Harleys all nice and loud, and it's cool.
Now, what do you think about one of the people that were going to come out here to speak today? They said that one of the men, the imam from New York, had possible ties, and I don't think he was ever indicted, but the 93 bombings of the World Trade Center. What do you think about someone like that coming in here and speaking? Don't you think that's going to have some kind of a a sour look on
No, I don't, because I've attended a high school graduation 2 years ago where he was the keynote speaker.
Folks, we're going to come back with the conclusion of Joe Biggs' report. Then we're going to talk to Mark Dyche. We got Joe Biggs in studio to give us a breakdown of what he saw up in Dallas at the Muhammad rally. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I saw a lot of mainline conservative news websites last week claiming that there was going to be a terrorist rally in Garland, a suburb of Dallas, Texas, in northeast Texas, where I grew up, basically. Garland's one of my old stomping grounds. And so we sent Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson up there. They did a great job. And to show how balkanized things are, we got called Islamophobes for sending people up there to cover it. And then once they got there, I've debriefed Joe. He's about to talk about it live on air. Then we're going to go to Mark Dyche in a moment to cover some other ignorance. As soon as they left the rally against, I guess, Muhammad, you could call it, and to go over to cover the other side, people booed them and yelled and called them, you know, fags and stuff like that, basic pejoratives. That's what went on. It was very infantile from the video I've seen. Basically, white trash on parade. That said, there is radical Islam that's being politically protected and allowed to operate. But they started the conference off, and Joe's going to break this down, condemning everything that happened with the Charlie Hebdo event. Basically, what we'd been told and what we heard was not true about the rally. And we just went to find out what was happening. We just try to cover the truth of what's unfolding. And this is the clash of civilizations that the social engineers want and that they're manipulating to play us off against each other. On the other hand, they've banned free speech in Germany and criticizing Islam, and the German police have banned anti-Islamic rally citing terror threat. So see, oh, there's a terror threat, you can't assemble. Oh, there's a terror threat, you can't have a concert. There's a terror threat, you can't fly, or we've got a naked body scan you. No, we don't give in to the threat. We're a free, open society. Imagine if there were real terror attacks in this country, how many rights they'd take. You get 20 dead at the Hebdo attack, we're talking about getting rid of free speech, period, and internet censorship, and they've introduced SOPA and CISPA again. SOPA at the federal level, CISPA internationally. We told you that was coming. Merkel's out there marching for free speech while she's banning it in Germany. So it's outrageous. Joe Biggs joins us on Martin Luther King Day to talk about free speech, I guess. I just spend a few minutes. I also noticed they had the sheriff's department in their camo there and more inside the building. We've got more reports coming out tonight of what you actually shot inside. But, Joe, give people your breakdown of what happened.
Yeah, when I got there, I didn't know what to expect on the drive up there. Jakari and I were kind of, like, at a loss for what we, you know, what we were going to expect when we got there. I was reading some of the Twitter feeds, and they said at this point in time, we're about 30 minutes out. They said there were hundreds of people already out there protesting at this point in time. So we're like, all right, this could be interesting. And as we pulled up to the convention center, hundreds of people lined both sides of the road, tons of motorcycles driving up and down the road, people waving American flags, Jewish flags, you know, screaming, God bless America, no, Sharia law doesn't belong here, Muhammad was a homosexual and a pedophile, blah, 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 blah. So we park behind the protesters, and we go around and start talking to some people. And one guy goes, oh, yeah, InfoWars, glad you guys came out here. And I was like, well, do you mind if I talk to you, sir? And he goes, yeah, that's fine. I was like, so why are you out here, sir? And he goes, well, I'm out here for freedom of speech. And I said, well, okay. So do you have a problem with the Stand for the Prophet rally that's happening next door or across the street? I should say, well, yeah, I don't think they should be over there. I don't think they should be allowed to talk to anything like that whatsoever. So that was just the aspect of people the entire time, that they were just ignorant about everything. They were just out of their mind. Like, we were standing there behind the protesters, and by the time we went over to where the actual event was, people started booing us, people started calling us names, people started, you know, saying, you guys should go to Iraq and see what it's like, you know. And so we finally get over to the other side, and we get out of the vehicle, and I'm watching some of these protesters that are at the entrance of the drive to come into the convention center. And this Muslim guy walks by, and this guy screams out, look, he's got a beard. There's probably a bomb in that beard. They hide him everywhere. They're shifty, you know. And it was just, like, out of this world.
So it was like they were trying to get cash for deliverance.
Yeah. I mean, that's what was there.
And I don't want to knock our listener that was out there. People get angry. I've been mean at protests as well. You get in an angry mode. They had probably read the news articles claiming that this event, because I remember reading these going, is this accurate? Some of these are pretty big news outlets that, you know, claiming that terrorists were there.
Yeah.
And then, as you said, you went and investigated. That wasn't the case. So I think it was the disinformation that hyped them into getting mad. So I'm not calling the whole group, you know, white trash rednecks, because I'm kind of redneck myself. The point is, some of the smartest folks I know is what you'd call a redneck, you know, wise folks. It's just that you're saying that there was that flavor to some of the people.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when we got into the rally, they started the rally off inside. They had a prayer, and then they opened up. They said, we do not condone any acts of violence. We condemn the attacks of Charlie Hebdo. We condemn Boko Haram. We condemn ISIS. These are not people of Islam. They do not follow the Prophet Muhammad. These are people who take, you know, 18, 20-year-old young men who are angry and, you know, piss off at the world and use them and mold their minds into this radical.
Did they let you film that?
No. We had to sign a consent form. Couldn't film.
Because I know you can film some of it, but not in that one area. That's so stupid. Because you'd think they need to get that out there, because a lot of Muslim groups will not condemn it. They need to, they should have condemned it publicly.
Well, there was an American flag and a Texas flag. Everyone had a little American flag and a Texas flag. Each person had one. It was all, there was hundreds of Muslims in there, and they all were waving them up in the air, you know, and they kept calling themselves Muslim Americans.
So I noticed a drone was out there, too.
Yeah, there was a drone out there flying around. But, I mean, nowadays, I mean, everyone can go buy one at a hobby store. So, I mean, it didn't have any identifiable marks.
Yeah, police one will have lights on it.
Yeah. But there was tons. There was a huge police presence. They had those little towers, you know, they jack up that you can see in Walmart parking lots now. They had those all over the place. And then we saw, like you saw, the militarized-looking police from, like, Ferguson standing in the window watching on as well. These guys came out that you can see right here. They came out to pray, and they wanted to do it in front of everyone to show that they're being peaceful and, you know, they don't mean any harm. They just want to be a part of the community. And one of the other things I thought was interesting as well, one of the keynote speakers came up, and he says, I'm thankful that I can live in a country where freedom of speech is protected, where I'm allowed to come out and have a rally to help bring awareness to what it is we're trying to do to be a peaceful part of the society in Garland.
And well, that's what the Dutch mayor, who's a Muslim, said, is if you don't appreciate freedom of speech and everything, you should get out of the country. Well, the same thing goes for Merkel, not just radical Muslims. What do you think of them banning even mainline political parties protesting against open borders and the forced importation of tens of millions of Muslims to create balkanization by the left, them banning free speech? I mean, even if you don't agree with these groups, they should have free speech.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even if I don't agree with what the other side's saying, I'm still glad I live in a country where they're able to have that opinion. They're able to voice it without being persecuted, you know, in a sense. So, I mean, I think it's great that we live in this kind of country, but some Americans need to understand what freedom of speech is, and
well, I'll tell you,
for everyone.
I agree. I don't want to make a big deal out of this because I don't like to infight. But if you can go re-pull me the articles that were claiming that this guy's a terrorist, that guy's a terrorist, I'm going to look at those when I get off air today, because that's dangerous for people to say known terrorists are at this event to stir up people.
Well, yeah, that's what they were saying. Yeah.
I know. And, you know, it's fun to hype up the Muslim threat and everything. I understand people like to do that. But this is all part of this divide and conquer strategy. And I think the borders are too open. We are bringing radical Muslims in. I'm against it. They're being allowed to fly around. They're being allowed to recruit. They're being allowed to train. I say go after them because that's training for military attacks. Clearly illegal. But the attempt to just let them attack and then create a fight with general Muslims is part of a larger plan. It's like, yeah, there are bad cops out there. They should be punished. But don't let George Soros fund $33 million to start a war on police that's meant to start civil unrest. That's so obvious. I mean, we said that back at the time that George Soros was behind it because we tracked the name of the groups. But what do you make of it coming out that he admits that he's behind the anti-police stuff? That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, that's mind-blowing to see all this. I mean, because you see people now, I mean, I've been following some stuff in Jacksonville, Florida. They've been popping shots off at police officers, fire departments, doing drive-bys. I mean, it's happening all over the place because of this cop phobia that's now happening. They, you know, all police are bad, that they're saying. I mean, a few bad apples out there, but if you look at the amount of police officers and the tens of thousands of calls they go on, they do pretty positive stuff.
Well, the globalists want to federalize them and turn them into a paramilitary force that hates the public. So the globalists are funding idiots to attack them, so the cops go into that psychology.
Yeah.
And call it a war zone. This is the plan,
yeah.
And Soros admits it. It's illegal what he's doing. I guarantee you, if I was funding $33 million and stirring up groups to go, say, deck the halls with dead cops, I'd get arrested, and I should. Soros is above the law because he runs the White House. The White House is doing this. The White House is running it. Joe Biggs, thank you.
Yep.
He's with us till 5 minutes in the next hour, and then we're going to be joined by the Food Babe. He's got a new book out, some really positive news on food freedom, one of the main fronts we can still have an effect. But I played this already at the start of the last hour. And that is the powerful video up on Infowars.com. Americans think Martin Luther King just died, or was a Confederate general, or was the first African-American to walk on the moon. I'm not going to play the whole video again. It's on Infowars.com. These are not cherry-picked. I want to get into this with Mark Dice on Martin Luther King Day, markdice.com. He's an author and media critic. His new book's out, Inside the Illuminati. We'll tell you some about that as well, or have him back up in a few weeks to a whole hour on the true history of the Illuminati. He's done a lot of research into it. But, Mark, first off, shifting gears back to what we just covered, a few minutes with us on the clash of civilizations, the radical Islamics that are being brought in. What do you make of this overall and George Soros' attempt to basically fund destabilization and ultimately attacks on police and private property?
Well, it's the classic plan of the clash of civilizations to pit different groups against each other, basically to tap into the most primitive aspect of humanity's tribalism. And with the Martin Luther King video that you showed that you were talking about earlier, I just, again, wanted to continue to demonstrate how people are so ignorant and will believe just about anything that you tell them. And if I can walk up to people and state fake facts and get people to comment on them and not have a light bulb go off in their head, just imagine, and we've seen it demonstrated for years, what the mainstream media is able to do with their men in suits and with their professional music and with their $100,000 sets. And this is a demonstration of why the public is so easily manipulated by the television. It simply tells them what to do, what to believe. Their rational processes have become so dumbed down. You know that if somebody has an injury, if they break a bone and their arm or leg is in a cast for 6 or 8 weeks, when it's out, it's very atrophied. That's unfortunately what has happened to most Americans' minds. I mean, they're literally not using them. The smartphone use, the obsession with the internet, the short-term thinking processes have basically been short-circuited, not dumping data into long-term memory.
And by the way, all the research studies that you're talking about show that. You're not just making claims here. People are disassociating. They're becoming basically zombies. And you're not out there, because we've talked about this before, to make yourself look smart and make them look dumb or cherry picking. You're out there showing really what you ran into and just how much danger we're in. Because quite frankly, it is liberals. We found this in Austin. If you go to a conservative area, they're pretty informed, they're pretty smart compared to these people. So-called liberals are the, but they always think they're real smart. And MSNBC makes fun of dumb conservatives all day, who certainly exist. I'm not conservative or liberal. I'm into just freedom, libertarian. But this phenomenon of liberals being dumber than a lobotomized turkey or something, they're a very scary group because they will vote however they're told to.
That's why I'm demonstrating, you know, and I'm glad a few years ago some of your crew came out and we did a video together, and they were probably stunned to see just how easy it was, not only for me to demonstrate people signing the petitions for absurd legislation, just stating a fact, a fake fact that you tell them it's for their own good. They'll sign a petition to repeal the Bill of Rights. Just complete insane ideas. Your camera crew got to see it. My cameramen are absolutely stunned. And, you know, we're talking earlier in the show about the power of television. One of the most famous media analysts is a man named Neil Postman, who wrote a book in the 1980s called Amusing Ourselves to Death. Still captures the state of the American media today when he says that under the governance of the printing press, discourse in America was different from what it is now, generally coherent, serious, and rational. And then how under the governance of television, it has become shriveled and absurd. And he goes on to say that we have part of the reason for this is because we've been accustomed to its discontinuities so that we are no longer struck dumb as any sane person would be by a newscaster who, having just reported that a nuclear war was inevitable, goes on to say that we'll be right back after this word from Burger King. And one can hardly overestimate the damage that this juxtaposition does to our sense of the world as a serious place. He goes on to say that they keep everything brief, not to strain our attention, but to provide constant stimulation through variety, novelty, action, and movement. You are required to pay attention to no concept, no character, and no problem for more than a few seconds at a time. That bite size is best. The complexity must be avoided. Nuances are dispensable, and that qualifications impede a simple message. And visual stimulation is a substitute for thoughts.
That's right. It's dumbed down to Republican, Democrat, black, white. You're either for the cops, you're against the cops. They want us all like automatons with no subtlety, no qualifications, no deep understanding of history until the general public are like dumb animals. It's so sad. They're so stupid, but they're also so vicious. They'll vote to take our guns in a minute. They'll vote to put us in a FEMA camp. You've gone out and had long discussions with liberals going, yeah, we're going to put the gun owners in forced labor camps. And they're like, oh, good. Yeah, I don't like them. And these people are ready, Mark, to come take us and our families.
It is an idiocracy. I mean, we have a generation of people who grew up on smartphones literally don't know by memory the phone numbers of their friends or their families. I mean, most people under perhaps 30, 25, remember before smartphones when you would actually memorize the phone numbers of your family and of your friends. But now people, as you know, just plug them into their phone. If they lost their phone, if their phone battery died, they would be so lost. They literally wouldn't know where they are. They don't know how to go anywhere without GPS. And, you know, Martin Luther King, the video that we were talking about and what he's done for this country, his still historic speech that rings true today. This is also an important day to highlight, as you know, the COINTELPRO program, the FBI's undercover provocateur program to literally, illegally, infiltrate peaceful groups that were a threat and are a threat to the establishment. Because, as you know, as much of this audience knows, you know, your audience is probably growing, but more new people sort of awakening up or coming of age trying to piece
these
things
together. When we come back. Media analyst Mark Dice is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Alex Jones here, back live tomorrow night. We'll have the InfoWars Nightly News crew giving live continued coverage, Mystery Science Theater style, talking over the liar in chief Obama, or during the long fake applauses, they'll be adding analysis, commentary, then a summary of the lies, fraud, deception, and basically enemy attack, disinformation. That's tomorrow night. Coverage starts at 7, 8 p.m. They will then give live commentary over the address and then give comments after so that we can have articles written that night and videos breaking down the different lies that are involved. I don't want to dominate the process. I was thinking about coming in after the State of the Union, after Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, give commentary during it, and then coming in at the end and doing 30 minutes breakdown at the end of it. Or maybe I should do it at the first. I just like to step aside and let them grow, which they've really been doing. David Knight does a wonderful job when he hosts the show. So that's coming up. Going back to Mark Dice. Mark, I mean, Martin Luther King said, don't judge people on their color, judge them on what they stand for. I don't care what color you are if I like your music. I don't care what color you are if I like your restaurant. I'm going to come eat there. I mean, that's what free market's really all about. Free market of ideas, free market of choice. That's real diversity, is that you're not hung up on what color somebody is. So, you know, you got a friend who's whatever, you know, go see a movie together or whatever. But now political correctness is just the opposite. It's all about what color you are and how you're a special group. You're protected, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. And now we know why the FBI left Malcolm X alone when he was saying kill everybody. But as soon as he said no, all races should work together, that's when he got killed. And it really shows the system wants us to divide and conquer. So spend a few minutes on COINTELPRO.
Yeah, I mean, the general public would think this is a conspiracy theory, but I mean, we know it's been declassified that the FBI had and, of course, continues to have, despite their claims that they ended the program and apologized for it. But they were infiltrating and harassing, committing all sorts of illegal crimes and to discredit, disrupt, and neutralize peaceful groups, particularly Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, or anybody who was or continues to be.
Because he didn't want to burn down the country. Because he didn't want to. But meanwhile, violent groups are being supported. And meanwhile, George Soros is pushing violence and rioting again.
Yeah, we even saw, you know, J. Edgar Hoover, the infamous founder, father of the FBI, who contained an entire series of file cabinets of dirt on politicians so he could blackmail them into doing his bidding. He was obviously against any public figure, any musician, John Lennon. He wanted to have him deported because he was such a powerful anti-war spokesman and face against the Vietnam War. Again, that was an establishment program.
And they finally shut him down, just like the Argentinian prosecutor, hours before he was going to present damning evidence at Parliament, shot in the head. The government says it was a suicide, or just breaking an Infowars.com, the maker of, he was making anti-globalist, anti-establishment movie, Gray State, director found dead in apparent murder-suicide with his wife and child, was working on project envisioning future federal martial law crackdown. How suspicious is that?
Well, I mean, we know there's a series of operation, you know, false flag attacks. We know, and I don't even like to talk about some of the actual details of some of their programs like the Devil's Breath, scopolamine. I mean, they literally have a powder that they can just blow into somebody's face and they'll turn into a conscious, appearing conscious zombie that will literally do anything that they tell
them
to.
Let's talk about that when we come back in 1 minute. I'm going to get you back for a full hour next week to talk about your new book, Inside the Illuminati. It's an excellent new book. We're not selling it. We need to get them in bulk and sell them. InfoWarsStore.com. You can find those at Amazon.com, his new book. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds, and our other guest is coming on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.